What should we do if we have a near-death experience or any such mystical experience? Oh. So, essentially, the point is that we all are exploring spirituality, and such experiences that come, we can see them as some kind of confirmations that I should continue to explore the spiritual path. See, the paranormal experiences some of us may have, some of us may not have. But the important thing is that there is a normal or standard process by which you can raise our consciousness to the spiritual level. Say if somebody comes and tells us that, you know, that, oh, yesterday Krishna came in my dream and Krishna said this to me. Now, is it possible? Now, who are we to say that Krishna cannot come in someone's dream? Krishna is free, he can come in the dream. You know, Srila Prabhupada was once asked, was told this, you know, one person came to Prabhupada, Krishna came in my dream yesterday. So Prabhupada's reply was, then serve him today. Then serve him today. What does that mean? That, you know, Krishna's coming in our dream, that is, that could be true, that could not be true. Even if it is true, it's a special mercy of Krishna. But the way we reciprocate with that special mercy is by following more forcefully, the more diligently, the process that will raise our consciousness upwards, by which we will eventually get more realization of Krishna. So we can see if the experiences have come like this, we can see them as some special spurs for us to take up the ordinary process. There's no need to, if somebody else has this experience, there's no need to deny that they had the experiences. But those who have the experiences, there's no need to overplay those experiences. Those experiences, we can see them as further spurs for us to follow the normal process by which our consciousness will get elevated. And then such experiences will, the realization of the higher spiritual side will become more of an accessible and accessible reality for us. Okay? Thank you. Yes. Okay. Yeah, please.
At the point of death,